We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Jones and Mego on WEEI.
New England's going to listen to teams that call. The two teams in my mind that I've been able to ascertain that have been the most active calling up to number three have been the Minnesota Vikings, number one. And I think second, if we're going to quantify it, is the New York Giants. Those are the two teams that have expressed an interest in moving up to number three. Now, whether they can get up to number three is a whole other issue. Whether New England is willing to go back is a whole other issue. It's going to take a lot. And so I don't know ultimately that New England is going to move off that pick. New England may just stay right where it is. And so if you're the Vikings, and I also think, by the way, yes, I said Drake May, but I also think that in a perfect world, the Vikings would have a high degree of interest, as would other teams in Jaden Daniels. But I still think, as we talked about, that Jaden Daniels is the favorite to be number two. So if Daniels goes number two, obviously he's not going three. Yeah. If he goes to three, the price of three goes up a lot if the Commanders decide not to take that pick. But I think the Commanders, in the end, will opt for Daniels. That's my read on it. And if they do, then I think we got the Vikings, who expressed the most interest in coming up to number three. The Giants have expressed some as well. And the Patriots very likely are possible to just sit where they're at and pick from number three.
I honestly think I'm more confused after listening to Schefter on the McAfee show. Ryan, you think he's just afraid to say anything now?
I heard that in real time, and I think he's probably gotten a talking to from some of the teams that he is clued in on. So when he's saying, you know, I think it's likely, or my belief is, like, Schefter knows, and this is unfortunately where Schefter gets in trouble. He tries to be opinion Schefter, and he starts saying stuff that we all go, well, that's factual, because Schefter has to know better than I do.
Okay, I think Schefter knows. I think Washington has taken Daniels too. He's been saying it for weeks. But I think he's a little guarded. I think you're onto something here, Ryan. I think he's a little guarded that he's talking extemporaneously on his podcast 2 weeks in a row and says, I don't want to tip any picks, but Daniels is going second to Washington. And then he goes on some random Commanders podcast, and at the tail end of a 30-minute hit, he goes, go get your jerseys, guys. And I think he's just sensitive to that. And maybe he is getting yelled at from the league or whomever. Hey, Adam, we want people tuning in for the draft in 3 days, 4 hours, 12 minutes, sorry, 11 minutes, 58 seconds, 57, 56, 55.
The price of three goes up a lot if the Commanders decide not to take that pick.
We want people tuned into the draft. Could you not give away the first three picks to the draft? And so he's not even firmly reporting. Remember, this used to happen years ago, and all the insiders got a talking to. Don't report before the draft. There's a deal worked out between, you know, Mario Williams and the Texans, when everybody thought it was going to be Reggie Bush. Right. I remember that being a big story at the time. It's like, whoa.
Like 06 or whatever.
A lot of the intrigue was taken away because we knew who was going one before the draft. That would have been a big moment. They want people tuning in. So maybe he got chirped by the league, or maybe he's just sensitive to every little thing he says blows up and gets aggregated. I know other insiders feel that way from time to time. And so maybe that's all it is. But I'm more confused after listening to that. All I know is I don't think Washington's moving the pick, and I really don't think the Patriots are moving the pick either. Curran's basically told us that. Reese wrote it over the weekend. I know what Diana Russini had to say earlier today, but she's kind of out of left field, Arkin. The Patriots are listening and taking calls from teams looking to move into number three. Elliott Wolf is running point, but I'm told Patriots president Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved in the decision-making. So, fine, they're listening. Elliott Wolf is listening. He's running point, but ownership is making the pick. And I don't think ownership wants to trade the pick. I felt that way for months.
Yeah, I think what it really is, what that says to me, or what the translation of it that I can best make, is that they're listening to trade offers, but if you're going to trade out of there, it has to be something that is approved by ownership, and that's that. It's not going to be a football, strictly a football decision. Like, if you think, oh, it'd be better for the team if we got this pick and that pick and all these other picks, and that's really the way to go about it, that's what Elliott Wolff thinks, and that's what Alex Van Pelt and the rest of these guys think, great. But you have to run that by ownership, and they're going to be the ones that make the final call on it. And I don't know that there's going to be a trade package that could satisfy ownership right now. I'm not sure if that even exists. You know, they may just be so gung-ho about getting a quarterback or a certain quarterback at three that it doesn't matter what the offer is, but they're just listening because you got to listen. So yeah, it might be that.
Don't you think ownership would be more open, just to use two teams that Schefter named there, don't you think they'd be more open to – you know, two picks in this year's draft plus Justin Jefferson, if that were really on the table, from Minnesota?
Yeah.
The other team he mentioned, and by the way, I don't think that offer is going to happen. I don't think Jefferson's in play. But I think they'd be much more interested, ownership, in that level of trade than just a billion picks from the Giants. What can the Giants really offer at the end of the day? Just picks.
Yeah.
So I think ownership would be, they could sell two first-round picks and Justin Jefferson. They could sell that. How do you sell just a boatload of picks from the Giants? Unless number six, you can still get J.J. McCarthy, and they love McCarthy. I just don't think...
If you can still get a quarterback that you want, that you value, and that ownership is okay with, plus getting, you know, another first-round pick and then two first-round picks for the next 2 years, that's something that I think the Crafts would be okay with. If they really think all those quarterbacks are the same and that there's not a big drop-off from May to McCarthy, then that makes sense.
Okay, let me give you an update. And by the way, our draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, Greater Boston and Cape Cod's choice for home heating, oil delivery, and expert HVAC product and services at McFarlandEnergy.com. It's also brought to you by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and by McCormick Spices. Maybe Mego needs to get her caffeine from Chock Full of Nuts as opposed to the bad Mountain Dew that she got earlier today and had to leave. You sent this, Arcandis, from Burt Breer. He says a lot of people have been involved in the process. Elliott Wolff, Jerod Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, Ben McAdoo, T.C. McCartney, Alonzo Highsmith, Pat Stewart, Matt Groh, and Cam Williams were all a part of the team's traveling crew to quarterback's pro days, with a few others sprinkled in as well. You know who he doesn't name check there? Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft,
yes.
Robin Glazer. Right. They're all involved, but I get what he's saying. None of them were at the pro days. They've also had, a voice as Wolff tries to pull together all the information the team has compiled on Daniels, May, McCarthy, and Penix. So, again, I just think there's too many voices on this, but ultimately they're all going to get overruled by ownership anyway. It's worth noting, Breer writes, that Penix was a late addition to the team's slate of 30 visits, and I've heard on good authority that was in case the team decided to trade down. So that's what you were talking about, Arcan. If you can still get a quarterback you like, trade down and take the haul. If Daniels is there, I'd bet they take him. Both May and McCarthy have their have their fans in the Patriots building. And if it's down to those two, my guess at that point is the team sticks at three and takes May. In any case, my money is that May goes third, with the Giants and Vikings, same teams that Schefter just mentioned, possible trade partners for New England if the Pats decide to move. So what I hear there, they have Daniels two, they have May 3, they have McCarthy 4, which is exactly what Jeremy Fowler told us last week when he joined us here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. So I think some of their intentions are leaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Adam Schefter, what do you think they're doing at 3? What are the best odds they're going to do at 3? He contradicts himself again here on the McAfee Show.
Anything's possible. Draft week and things happen. But if you're asking me the most likely scenario is that the Commanders stay at 2 and take Jaden Daniels, in my mind.
Okay, cool. And then the Patriots most likely probably stay at 3 and take their quarterback.
Well, they're less likely to stay. They're going to listen. How about this?
Yeah.
They're more likely to move the pick than the Commanders, but I still think the odds favor them staying where they are. How about that?
Okay, like, got it.
Does that make sense?
Yes, we're at like 74% probably for the Patriots.
Okay.
78% probably.
I'd say 75% they stay where they are. I hate to put percentages on this because...
but it is. This is to paint a picture. This is to paint a picture. You'd have the Commanders
exactly,
at like...
Exactly. I think the Commanders are likely to stay at 2 and pick their quarterback. I think the Patriots are a little less likely than the Commanders to stay at 3, but still more likely than not to make that pick at 3. And it's up to a team this week to change the Patriots' mind, which could happen.
Okay. Hey, it's not 100%.
No.
That's what I'm hearing.
You ever read like a sentence in a book?
Yep.
And you just keep reading it over and over and you can't get past that one set? That's like what Schefter just said.
I have no idea what he's doing. He's terrified of the headline. Adam Schefter says 75% Patriots are staying at pick 3. Which if we could If we can aggregate that and get that up on the website or the Odyssey app or something like that, that'd be great.
It's a very wordy headline.
Adam Schefter tells Pat McAfee 75% chance the Pats are staying at 3. That's true. It is very wordy.
Not a great economy of language.
Let me tell you, 75%, not high enough. Not high enough.
Not high enough.
No. McAfee just said it. McAfee's like, so it's not 100%. I want to hear 99%. I don't like that Schefter
said
75%.
It's also not 100%.
No, I don't like that he said 75%. That's not a high enough number for me.
I'm all right with it. I mean, listen, I think that that's probably, if it was 99%, if it was higher than 75%, I think that we would be hearing all of this information in such a different way. It's been way too long, and not one guy who has been sort of declared our guy. You know, if the Patriots were ready to do that, then they would
sure,
do
though?
It.
Are you sure, though?
I think so.
I feel like it started
Drake May has been the...
It started to crystallize around Drake May.
It started to, but we're also
Bedard.
3 days, 4 hours, four okay. minutes, and 41 seconds away. Prior to this past week, I think it's really been up in the air.
Okay. But Daniels didn't happen firmly to Washington until like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And so Bedard, Breer, Schefter... Reese is mentioning it, I think, in as many words. Fowler told us the order last week. I think it started to leak out who they expect to get. I think. I could be wrong. And look, Drake May, number one on the Jones big board. He's been there since the day Caleb Williams cried on his mom. I can tell you, I can date it if you want. The day I moved Drake May to the top of my big board. So I'm more than happy with him as the third pick. You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937.
Headline, Schefter, colon.
I think the Commanders are likely to stay at 2 and pick their quarterback. Yep, I sure. think the Patriots are a little less likely than the Commanders to stay at 3, but still more likely than not
Yikes.
To make that pick at 3. And it's up to a team this week to change the Patriots' mind, which could happen.
Yeah, it could.
It's a little worse.
Definitely could. I follow. I'm picking up what he's putting down.
We have to shrink the font a bit, I think.
Yeah.
Can't go 36 there.
No. That's true. You got to really sandwich the...
We'll start with like 12.
All the characters together. Yeah, you're going to have to... Oh, no. 10.5 or something
10.5.
Like that.
10.5.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to go tiny. Anyway, we'll get back into your Celtics thoughts, all your draft thoughts as well. What are the Patriots doing at 3? Do they have a plan? How involved is ownership? We'll continue to get to that. Plus, we'll get back to our big question of the day. What are the Bruins doing in net tonight? And what should they do for the rest of the series? That's next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.